You know what time it is.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
All right, so this is what we got going on today. Big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. You share the day with former Baltimore Ravens Ray Rice. He turns 32 today. Mm-hmm. Also, DJ Jazzy Jeff turns 55.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
A-R-P.
Yes, and Afeni Shakur, Tupac's mom, was born on this day. Also, singer-songwriter, legendary from back in the day, Sam Cooke, was born on this day. So you share the day with a lot of good company if you are celebrating today.
Sam Cooke, so handsome. I thought he was so handsome, like pictures.
Did you see the documentary that they did on him on Netflix?
Did
you know all that stuff that was going on about him?
No.
I love the look it gave gospel music. I think that was a great thing.
Yeah.
So you have to check that out if you haven't checked that out on Netflix. Also, okay, so all the award shows coming up. Well, there was recently an award show in which Missy Elliott received a Music Innovator Award. And during her acceptance speech, she kind of broke down about the trials that she's been through, and this is what she had to say.
You know, when I look out here, and I'm very emotional because when I'm around and I look back over my life, I was sick. I couldn't even hold a pen to write, and it was so much to say give up. But as I stand here with all of you, I thank you because there's so much talent in this room. The energy, everything about us. I want y'all to know that we are special. Black people, we are special. Understand.
All right, and apparently she had Graves' disease, right?
Yeah, she had Graves' disease. She recovered from that. She's still, she's so relevant. I mean, I was listening to Lizzo's albums today. She's all over that. She's amazing. And, you know, she was joined by Da Brat and Lil' Kim.
And Lil' Kim on stage.
They're super, super close friends. So go ahead, Missy.
So that was a good thing. And speaking of other award shows, the Grammy Awards, you know, it's going down on Sunday, January 26th. Well, I don't know if you're aware. Well, I know you are aware, Allison. Well, a couple weeks ago, the head of the Academy behind the Grammy Awards was released. She was put on leave. And this was the first woman who was the head of the Academy. Her name was Deborah Dugan. And apparently she was released because they said when she came in. Well, what's your take on it? When she came in, she saw a lot of corruption and things that were going on. She says it was like a boys' club.
Right. She was only there for 6 months or something like that. And to me, when I heard the story, there was a lot of speculation. Like, what happened, blah, blah, blah. I think she got in. She saw what was going on.
The corruption.
She was like, not on my watch. And they said, well, okay, bye-bye then. And she's, making it known what's going on. And it just makes sense because sometimes it's like, who are these people that are performing? Like, where are the Whitney Houstons of the day? You know, the show needs. And so I get it. Favoritism. She was like kicking people off of committees. It was, all that. So, they weren't going to stand for it.
And so they let her go. And so today she has filed a lawsuit against the Recording Academy. And she basically says, you know, it was a boys club mentality. And, you know, she saw a whole bunch of irregularities. And she says that she was just, you know, that's what's going on with her. So that's what's going on with that.
Good for her. That's brave. She's brave to do that.
She is brave to do that. And also on the Academy Awards that's coming up, the Grammy Awards, Nipsey Hussle, they're going to be doing a big tribute for him. Okay. They're going to be doing a big tribute. And part of this tribute at the Grammy Awards is going to be DJ Khaled, John Legend, and Kirk Franklin and Meek Mill. So those are people who are going to be getting together doing that.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. So we got that. And then I know you heard about all the different sexual harassment Me Too movements. And you heard about the allegations against Russell Simmons, right? Yeah, and if you weren't aware, there was a docuseries that was in the making by Oprah. But Ava DuVernay talked to Oprah, and Oprah basically said, okay, I'm not going to do that. However, the word on the street was that Russell Simmons was coming at her, trying to tell her, look, please, don't do it. And actually, Oprah recently spoke out about all those things that people have been saying about that.
And nothing is harder than standing up for yourself when you're 14 and not being believed. And I was not believed by my own family. So I stand in support of these women. I believe them. It was a hard decision because I knew that Russell Simmons had started publicly pressuring me and that me pulling out of the documentary was going to look like I was being pressured.
So what do you say
publicly to that? Publicly and privately pressured.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what do I say to that is, for me, and Gail knows this, in all experiences of my life, and particularly when I'm in a crisis, the only question for me is what is the right thing to do.
For
and
you.
For me.
So what you guys think about
Oprah, actually, when you're Oprah, that's not a hard call.
And the documentary still comes out. She's they're not affiliated with it anymore.
Okay, so
it's no longer executive produced by Oprah.
Mark, what do you have to say about
that? What do you have to say about that?
What?
About her not being Oprah, on it? No, about a documentary on Russell Simmons' alleged bad behavior.
No, I'm cool with it, but here's my question. Oprah is friends with Harvey Weinstein.
And she's
Where's
not
the
doing,
documentary on Harvey Weinstein?
Okay.
Where's the documentary on all these white people who are doing the same thing? You got R. Kelly, you got Michael Jackson, you got...
Right.
You know
so
what I'm
you're saying?
Saying
she like, sits down and she attacks people of color,
I'm not,
but what other people
do I'm just
do
saying
it.
You have to ask the question. You're personal friends with Harvey Weinstein. Has she made a comment about Harvey Weinstein? Okay. At all? Okay. I don't know. I mean, why not?
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.